the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. One place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We just got our badges for Comic-Con, and we're so excited we had to write a song. What will I see? Who will I meet? Will I get to take a selfie with Stan Lee? Or maybe I'll get my X-Men comic signed. But the one thing that I'm most excited for is to wait in line. Wait in line. Most of the time, we're gonna be in line. I don't care how bad it smells or that it's cramped. I love spending my money to pretend that I'm in a refugee camp. Also, I can get a distant view of something I can watch at home in 1080p on YouTube. I could've saved my money for a brand new car. I had a super fun night with my friends at a bar. I could've bought a trip to Disneyland. But who needs Space Mountain when you can just stand there? Wait in line, wait in line. Most of the time, we're gonna be in line. Hours we have been waiting in line, and soon that free Walking Dead shirt will be mine. But when we got to the corner of the hall, we found out that we weren't waiting in line at all.
Well, what do you want to do?
I mean, I guess we could
find a line, another line.
Hey, look!
There's a line that leads to more lines.
So awesome.
Somebody gotta come up with some cooler songs, but hey, what can I do? Maybe I'll come up with it next year. But anyway, we are live from Comic-Con Central here at Rant EM Radio, covering day two of the San Diego Comic-Con, International Comic-Con. Yes, we're going to bring you the news and all the stories that came out of day two of the Comic-Con. And quite a bit, a few stories have been breaking today. And you know, Comic-Con is still going on. I'm on the East Coast, and Jordan's in Central somewhere. And, you know, that's on the West Coast. So there'll be some breaking news at the end of the show, probably. But, you know, we're going to try to...
Maybe, who knows?
I didn't introduce you yet.
Nothing's good.
You know, you're supposed to be quiet, too.
Oh, pardon me. Well, you already said my name.
Shush. Thank you.
Okay, fine. I don't exist.
So, anyway, you know, quiet's been kept. You know, I've been flying out to San Diego every day so I can cover what's going on, and Jordan's been meeting me there, and, you know, I've had to find him a few times. He has gotten lost. This is his first time at Comic-Con, and you know, I've had them announce over the PA system that, you know, the little kids get lost, you know, it's like, attention, please. But he's made it back, found him. Jordan Cobb, everybody, here to help me.
Yes, and like, you're any better. I saw you wandering around the IDW booth thinking, wait, this is an Image. Where am I?
No, that wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Really, it fit your description to a T.
No. I know the difference between IDW and image. There's a D in IDW.
Okay. What about image? Is there a W in that?
Image. IMage. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to break down the news and goings of day two of 2015 Comic-Con. But it's not about me and Jordan talking. You know, we want to hear from you. So tell these people that how can they join us.
Call us, please. Please freaking call us at 215-253-4516. Once again, that number is 215-253-4516. You can also join us on Skype. Just call and or add the contact SilverSurfer_forever. That is all lowercase, by the way. Just to help your search. And you can join me, Surfer, and plenty of others in the Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-live.
And that, you know, even you, Rays, could call in. You know, I'm not like you. I don't try to keep people off my show. But, yeah.
Hey, so don't be bringing in that drama shit here.
I didn't say drama. You know, you want to talk comic books, so that's what we're here for.
Oh, Kahlua, hydrate me right now.
Kahlua?
Yeah, I got Kahlua on ice right now.
That's a weak drink, my friend.
I like Kahlua. Hey, you know, okay, you know, I thought, hey, 5 minutes before showtime, I thought, do I want to make a quick white Russian, or do I just want to drink some straight Kahlua on ice? And I went for straight Kahlua on ice, since I figured, you know what, I'll just make a white Russian after the show.
Wait, you make white Russians with Kahlua?
That's what you make? Hey, coffee liqueur is part of a fucking...
I thought white Russians with vodka and milk.
I know it's also a vodka milk, but I've also known of an ingredient that some people use Kahlua, and they try it out with Kahlua.
Okay.
Some recipes
I'm not the fall-down drunk you are, but hey.
I am not a fall-down drunk. I am a sophisticated drunk, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. How many fingers am I holding up?
I can't tell because I do not see you on video. Because
you're drunk.
Because I'm not looking at you physically.
Yeah, I got one finger up.
See, that's unnecessary to flip me off right now.
So anyway, nobody wants to join us early on, so we gotta get to going. So maybe they'll join us.
We got our Google Docs open and whatnot, or so why don't we start with something that made a lot of fans happy by its surprise. And that, yes, it's definitely official. Dark Horse Comics is making the official continuation of The Legend of Korra in comic book form.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, why not? I mean, it was a popular show. You know, it kind of ended on a weak note. Not because the show was weak, but because Nickelodeon didn't put anything behind it. But
I honestly thought the show had a great ending.
No, I didn't say the show ended weak. I said it ended on a weak note. That Nickelodeon didn't give it a push. I mean, there's a lot of people didn't even know there was a fourth season, that the third season had ended. You know,
the show was originally planned for four seasons.
Right, but when it stopped being broadcasting on air,
okay,
some people didn't
know
that they could go online and watch the continuation.
Well, now the official continuation will be in comic book form, which will be written by Avatar The Last Airbender and Korra co-creator Michael Dante DiMarto. The announcement was put online with a GIF showing Korra and Asami, or as many fans like to say, Korra Asami, coming back through the portal to the spirit for the portal to the spirit world. Still very much together.
Mm-hmm.
Which they even continue to say, yes, they're official. Anyone who doesn't like it, get over yourself. So, yeah, it's official.
Wait, let me back up. You said Korra and Asami, they're a couple?
They're official, yes.
Woohoo!
Anyway, no release date has yet been set on the series. All we know is, like, yes, it's happening. Dark Horse is publishing it. go by it.
Who do you think is the
artist?
No, in that relationship, who do you think is the dominant one?
I am not drunk enough to answer that question right now.
It has to be Cora. I mean, she, you know,
everything okay. About, you know what? Yeah, sure. She might be the avatar, but you know, sometimes she might want to give a little control. Have a Sami take control tonight. Maybe every day, a little. Okay, see, I'm thinking too much about
everything.
This.
Ever since you met Cora, she was like a little tomboy. I mean, the only thing they didn't teach her was how to be a proper lady. She was ready to fight from day one. So, and
well, when you're the avatar, you gotta be ready.
But yeah, so I'm glad she found love and happiness, you know.
Yay! Another related to TV. Now, Arrow usually has something ready to go for its audience at Comic-Con. When it comes time for tomorrow's panel over at Hall H, they're not gonna have something. They're actually shooting next week, but they promise to still have something. And one thing they already have is an announcement as to who is playing the big bad for season 4, Damian Dark, and that'll be Neil McDonald.
Who's like always playing like a rotten or evil guy. I mean, like,
oh yeah, if you've seen season 3 of Justified, or Walking Tall, or a lot of other things. He's most recently been known as Dum Dum Dugan.
Yeah, that's like the one few roles where he played like a good guy. Other than that, he's always like the slime ball villain. See him get his.
You don't remember Star Trek First Contact? Commander Hawk?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, but he's still a good guy. He was on the side of the Enterprise.
Yeah, I know, but I mean he wasn't established really then. He was just a guy. He was a red shirt.
Well, the official description for the Arrow version of Damian Dark, who, by the way, yes, as the character's actual name, it was created in the 90s, and he's usually more so a adversary of the Titans. The character's official description calls him a mysterious and sophisticated villain and an adversary of the late Ra's al Ghul, now the leader of his own clandestine group. This cunning foe will prove to be one of Arrow's greatest challenges.
Well, you know, if you've been keeping up with Arrow, you know, he was mentioned at the end of season 3, and he's really a Teen Titans villain, but they're using him for Arrow. Well, Arrow takes away from everybody, but they don't, I mean,
it really just borrows from the whole DC universe.
So, yeah, it's a good choice as far as him getting that role.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Honestly, Neil McDonald's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
I really do find him to be a fantastic talent. So, maybe he'll even be on the panel tomorrow with all the big DC TV panel at Hall H at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Not our show's going to be on during that, so.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll have time to get to it.
Hopefully. Hey, you like Star Wars?
Star Wars? Never heard of it.
Really? Star Wars? Okay, well, hey, you heard that Jurassic World movie that came out?
Yeah, that little movie, yeah, sure. What about it? Dinosaurs.
Got a couple dinosaurs. Who gives a apparently devil? The guy who directed Jurassic World might direct a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Colin Trevorrow is reported, like this was the very first rumor, like right out the gate. The doors open on San Diego Comic-Con today, and boom, hey, Colin Trevorrow might direct Star Wars Episode 9. Heroic Hollywood reported out of the convention that Jurassic World director Colin Trevorrow has secured the helm of Star Wars Episode 9. The official announcement is said to be made today at the Star Wars SDCC panel in Hall H.
Okay.
Yeah, which means he'll complete the trilogy that Abrams started with Episode 7 and that Rian Johnson will continue in Episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
I Really, the only thing I've seen of Trevorrow is Safety Not Guarantee, which was a little indie sci-fi romantic comedy.
I've not
comedy.
Seen that movie yet. I've been wanting to see it.
It's so good. Go watch it. Well, what are you doing here? Get off the air and go watch it.
Okay, well, Jordan, I got some breaking news. Okay?
What do you got?
Just saw this just now.
Okay.
Rom and Micronauts returning. But this time, they're returning to IDW. This is big news. Okay, it says it is IDW Chris Ryle just posted a promotional image on Tumblr revealing that both Micronauts and Rom of Space Knight would be returning to comic books with a new project sometime in 2016. And of course, both of these books was originally published in Marvel. Now, there has been other Micronauts series as of late, but Rom hasn't been around in a long time.
A long time. That's and putting it mildly.
The Rom you probably will get in this version won't even be the same as the Marvel version. It says some L. Oh, wait. Anyways, what does it say? Okay. Some of the elements that Marvel introduced in their Micronauts and Rom the Space Knight comics series have found new life, however, at the publisher with the Micronauts. Microverse being used under the name Quantum Realm in the upcoming Ant-Man movie. Okay, that's not important. Hold on. See, Phil Ray, he's happy about Rom coming back. Space Knight. And it's funny that, you know, Marvel is going to do their own Space Knight series, too, because everything outside of Rom, Marvel created. So, IDW, they're going to have to create a whole new...
just blank slate.
They'll have to create a whole new universe around their version of Rom. I mean, the design will probably be the same because unless the toy company changed the design or the way Rom is drawn. And of course, Marvel can't use Rom, probably the name or the image, but everything else about the Space Knights they can use. So, all right, you never read Rom, right?
Oh my, no.
You ever read original Micronauts? Any of them?
Micronauts. Those were the little toy, like very mini toy cars, right? No, those were micro machines.
The first 12 issues of the original
Micronauts. I don't know what Micronauts are. I'm not going to lie.
The first 12 issues of the original Micronaut run is a all-time classic. They, you know, they come from the Microverse, you know? And they're being chased by the villain, Baron Kazar. And they end up on Earth. And, of course, on Earth, they're only 6 inches tall. So that causes a problem for them because they're pretty freaking small on Earth, so. All right, so. Had to get that out of the way. Go ahead.
So yeah, Colin Trevor, I don't know what the hell to think. I mean, I like Safety Not Guaranteed, but I ain't seen Jurassic World yet, so I don't know what the hell to think about that. You saw Jurassic World, right?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times. Oh, Stanley's in the chat room.
What'd you think of it?
Well, you know, I'm not a big Jurassic Park fan. It's okay. It's nice, big, dumb fun. Chris Pratt is likable. I thought that Bryce Dallas Howard was Jessica Chastain for half the movie.
You and apparently almost everyone on the internet.
Well, they look alike. They got red hair and everything. And it's funny, they've been in movies together. And you know, I can see that's Jessica Chastain. No, that's Bryce Dallas Howard. So.
You think it's a good choice, director-wise?
Sure, why not? I don't got a problem with it.
Okay. That's what I really wanted to ask. Alright, speaking of Star Wars, let's listen to a few news about comics. It's going to be a Chewbacca series. Yes, Lando Calrissian.
I can never do a Chewbacca.
That was terrible.
I've never been able to do a Chewbacca.
That's how you do it.
Well, you gotta teach me.
Pay me. I don't give lessons for free.
Son of a bitch. Go ahead.
So, Lando Calrissian just got its own mini, got his own mini series with Marvel Comics, as did Princess Leia. So now Chewbacca's getting his own, with being written by Gary Duggan and Phil Noto, and art by Phil Noto.
Yeah, of course, Lando, he's just being smooth around the galaxy.
The coolest man in all space.
Spreading that coat 45 for everybody. And
you know, smugglers need drinks, too. And they only drink coat 45.
But Chewbacca, I mean, since he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
What's the story going to be about? Unless it's going to be him around other people besides Han Solo. I mean, is he going to go back to his? Is he going to go back to his Planet for Life day to
see? Okay, if, no, not getting. Don't even joke about that. That's terrible.
Yeah, well, it's not terrible because we're doing our own Star Wars Christmas special in December. Hey, at RantEarRadio.com.
I swear, there better not be any Jefferson Starship when I come on.
I'm going to bring it all back. Art Carney and B. Arthur.
Do I have to share a dressing room of Art Carney?
Say again now?
Do I have to share a dressing room of B. Arthur?
We'll see. Oh,
we'll man, see. I heard she smokes. I can't deal with that.
Nothing wrong with her smoking.
I mean cigarettes. Another sort of smoke I can deal with. But, yeah, so Chewie doesn't speak standard, you know, normal, see? And Marvel's dealing with that with the Groot series right now. And Duggan said he has a plan in place to make the language better. He said it's one of the first things we talked about, that we were going to let Chewie be Chewie and not try and change anything that's on the internal dialogue, the caption boxes, or anything like that.
Now, what?
But you know, hold on. But you know, a little bit of good news is here is that Phil Noto is my collaborator in this book, and he's going to be able to make the story. He's going to be able to tell the story whether or not there are any Bollinger boxes at all.
I want to know if Chewie's been paying child support all these years, because he disowned his family after that Christmas special.
As he should, because that was awful.
No, but if you're going to sire a child, you need to take responsibility. You know?
Fucking terrible. Fuck Life Day. It's the worst holiday. Well, as for what we can expect, Duggan also went on to say... yawn. I've been tired today. Chewie's on a very important mission when we first meet him, and you'll be able to tell that right away without hearing him speak. But script-wise, what's been very fun for me, I've been writing each roar and yell twice. Once for the letterer to be printed exactly as it is on the page, then once in parentheses for the team that is basically is Chewie's line in English. And that's just for eternal use. That's just so everyone can be on the same page and know that, hey, we're telling this story visually, and anything that we need to do, that we need to know, she's got a friend on this planet. A young woman. And she basically speaks the basic language. So we won't be in the dark. The book is set to be released this October.
Okay, that sounds groovy. Groovy. And what Star Wars books have you been keeping up with so far?
All of them.
I have not been able to, and I want to.
Star Wars. I will say Star Wars is great. The Darth Vader book might be my favorite Marvel book being published right now. In all honesty, and the Princess Leia mini was great. I haven't had a chance to read Lando number one yet.
You know, when it was announced that Marvel was getting Star Wars back, I don't think people was too thrilled because there was a Dark Horse last, right?
Yeah, Dark
Horse. I mean, people was loving the series from Dark Horse.
The Dark Horse books were amazing.
So, but hey, you know, from what all indication, they like those Star Wars books from Marvel, they're like always in the top 10.
Oh, yeah. And one more bit of Star Wars news. Here's something to warm your little heart. You know, nice little feel good. You know, at Comic Con, we always hear varying opinions. It's like, oh, I think it's gonna be great. It looks awesome. I was like, I think it's gonna suck. And fuck you. But here's something everyone has seemed to get behind. A Star Wars fan walked one of the 501st Legion, which is, for anyone who doesn't know, a international Star Wars costuming group. A member walked 501 miles from San Francisco to San Diego wearing a stormtrooper costume to honor his late wife. Kevin Doyle, who is... Yeah, anyway, Kevin Doyle, no age said. They usually put age in there, but anyway... Kevin Doyle of Minnesota is an avid Star Wars fan, avid Star Wars and science fiction fan. He met his wife Eileen for the International, for the 501 Legion. Doyle proposed to Eileen in 2009 dressed as Darth Vader, and they were married in 2010 with a mechanical R2-D2 as its ring bearer. But sadly, Eileen was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2011, and died 13 months later. Doyle had recently taken a trip out to Petaluma, California, to visit Rancho Obi-Wan, a Star Wars museum started by a longtime friend of his. He decided to go to Comic-Con this year using Google Maps to calculate the time between San Francisco and San Diego. And when it set, and he said once he saw those 501 miles, he was going to walk all that way to honor her. And there was a Twitter set up at 501 mile walk that kept progress update, and he made it to the con today and has been just enjoying himself. So,
well, I'm glad he made it, because the last time somebody was in a stormtrooper costume, they got arrested. So that's a lot of ice, man.
It's very hot here.
Well, you could always move north. So we've speculated about this, and yeah, pretty much been said now that Jay Garrick will be part of Flash Season 2.
Sorry, I got too excited.
No, it's cool. You know, it was, of course, hinted at the end of Season 1 when you saw his little Mercury helmet. But Jay Garrick, who was the original Flash in the comics, and then became Mercury, and could never run as fast as any other Flashes, but was still the original Flash, you know, he's going to show up in Season 2. I hope they get the right person for him, somebody that's older but not too old. And of course, everybody would have thought John Wesley Shipp would have been perfect, but he can't play the role since he has
Henry Allen.
Right. They should have thought of that and cast somebody else, but we'll see.
Was confirmed at DC from page to screen trainer, which was talking about all the various adaptations of DC comic book characters in the film, television, video games, and animation. And, Geoff Johns officially said that, you know, how he's glad about film and television companies embracing all the superheroics. Like, he doesn't just want to write Easter eggs, and like, he doesn't like doing that, you know. He doesn't like the term as well. And he just said, well, the Jay Garrick helmet, that wasn't an Easter egg. That's going to be a plot point. So, yeah, Jay Garrick's going to be on The Flash. I'm going to become a giant squealing fanboy. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, it is.
I love it. I love it so much. And speaking of DC, you remember Convergence?
Yes, didn't read it. Heard it was crap, but go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. So there are going to be some titles of DC's coming in the fall. They're going to spin out of the multiverse event that was Convergence.
You know, I found a video that explains the whole storyline. I was going to watch it so I could be up to date on Convergence.
You got better things to do.
And then, of course, Secret Wars hit, and that's fantastic! So, yeah, Convergence, yeah.
Well, here are the official blogs. Superman, Lois and Clark. Written by Dan Jurgens, art by Lee Weeks. On sale October 14th. Following the epic events of Convergence, here are the adventures of last son and daughter of Krypton and Earth as they try to survive in a world they're not their own. But can they keep this world from suffering the same fate as their own? Can this Superman stop the villains he once fought before they are created on this world? What is Energang? Why does Lois's discovery of it place everyone she loves in jeopardy? And what will happen when their 9-year-old son learns the true identity of his parents?
Now this is set in the future.
9 years after Convergence on a different Earth.
On a different Earth. You know, that's not the only Superman story, right?
Yeah. It's going to be Superman.
No, I said that's not the only Superman story that came out today.
No, I'm going to get to that.
But I'm just saying.
Okay.
I know a lot of different Superman stories have been hitting. So I'm going to let you continue.
The other two books, Titan Hunt, which takes a look at an alternate universe, where it's about the Teen Titans. It'll be written by Dan Abnett with art by Paulo Sequeira. On sale October 21st. Convergence is over, but the ripples are still being felt, especially by a young precog named Lilith. What are these visions she's having of a Teen Titans team the world never knew? Why does she feel compelled to seek out Dick Grayson, Roy Harper, Donna Troy, and the Atlantean named Garth, and warn them that something dark and sinister is coming after them? Who are Mel Garnick, Hank Hall, and Don Granger? And what is their connection to the others, to the fate of every soul on Earth? This is the secret history of the Teen Titans. Teen Titans Go is a mediocre show. Telos is the final book. He was the initial villain of Convergence, who apparently had a change of heart by the end of the story. And he's going to get his own series written by the creator of Convergence, Jeff King, with art by Carlo Pagulian and art by Jason Paz on sale October 7th. The villain of the world-shattering Convergence event stars in his own new series set loose from his planetary tower at the end of the best-selling Convergence. Telos finds himself free and able to traverse space and time via a sliver of Brainiac's powers. As the epic begins, he embarks on an odyssey, journeying across time and space in search of his past. Not gonna lie, kinda don't care, since I really didn't care about Convergence so much.
Do you think the problem with Convergence was they just did it because, you know, they needed something to fill in while they were doing their little move from New York to San Francisco, and they really
didn't. Well, yeah, I agree, but
no, I'm just asking. They didn't put no long-term plan into that particular story, or, you know, it was just, we need to put something out there, so.
Yeah, well, I might check out the Superman one I want to see Superman and Lois together again.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, that damn Wonder Woman had to come between true love. How dare her?
And yet, I still like that damn book, Superman, Wonder Woman. It's honestly very good.
Now, there's some more Superman stories, though, right?
Yes. There was a Superman panel today, where first it was announced comics legend Neil Adams is going to be taking on the Man of Steel with Coming of the Superman. Yes, Coming of the Superman will feature the cast of Jack Kirby's Fourth World from Darkseid to Kalibak. In order to fight the threat, Superman must recruit an army from the Bottle City of Kandor, changed from its classic Silver Age form to a new Krypton where Superman is more than a legend. The book will be written by Adams, much like his two-part Bat Odyssey was a few years ago. And similar to that, Coming of Superman is expected to take a look at the various pieces of Superman's mythology, such as Lex Luthor. And the book is, and the six-part miniseries is set to debut this coming November.
Mm-hmm.
But more so, the more high-profile book is being written by longtime comics fan and noted lover of Superman, Max Landis. Yes.
Superman has a lover.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I see what you did there. That was stupid. I'm kidding. Max Landis has been long rumored to be working on something with DC and more so Superman. And it seems an American Alien will be that, with covers by Ryan Suk. The book will feature several artists from Jock to Nick Dragato, Tommy Lee Edwards, Joel Jones, Jai Lee, Francis Manpaul, and Jonathan Case. The seven-part miniseries will be exploring single stories across the life of Clark Kent.
So, Superman's an alien. That's been explored already. Don't do this to me. Sorry.
What the hell?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Stop.
Okay, I want to side note. Any site or page that has an that has something automatically playing when you click on it, stop that. Just fucking, you're the worst. You're just the worst.
I'm the best.
No, you're okay.
No, I'm what makes the ship run. I am the boss with the sauce. Sauce boss. So, now how many books they've announced it for Superman?
Just those two.
No, because I saw some more than two stories.
Oh, they were talking about the current books.
Okay.
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Action Comics, and, well, Superman.
I'm just wondering what's this big push on Superman all of a sudden. Is it because of the movie coming out? They think they can do a lot, or...
I believe so.
Okay.
Who knows? Speaking of a big push, this year marks the 75th anniversary of Robin, Boy Wonder.
Everybody's favorite boy punching bag.
Yeah. There's been a long rumored Batman Eternal follow-up, the weekly series. This time focusing more on Robin. And it turns out that'll be true. Batman and Robin Eternal will be launching in October. It is a weekly series. It is a weekly book that's going to run for 6 months. And that will not be the only Robin-centric project on the horizon.
Now, this is going to focus on the different Robins, right?
Yeah. And DC is also running Robin War, a crossover event in December only with Robin, Son of Batman, We Are Robin, and Gotham Academy.
When are we going to get a Black Robin? That's what I want to know.
Well, are you not reading We Are Robin?
No.
Because it appears we're going to get one.
No, I mean a Black Robin that teams up with Batman.
Okay, well it seems we could get that. Duke Thomas.
Oh, okay.
He was also seen as Robin in a Futures End Batman Robin story. Like, a full Black Robin. Like, that is, you know, next to Batman.
Okay.
I don't know why that randomly came up, but okay.
I just, you know, always wanted to be a Robin. Now I'm getting my chance to be a Robin, okay? Everybody can't be a Batman, so I can be a Robin.
You can be Batman.
I know, because I'm not 6'4", and I don't weigh 200, well, I weigh more than Batman, but I'm not as tall as him, so. But anyway.
Well, writers on Batman, Robin, Eternal will include, of course, Scott Snyder and James Tynion IV, but also Grayson co-writer Tim Seeley, Catwoman writer Genevieve Valentine, Midnighter writer Steve Orlando, Shelter writer Ed Bryson, and hacktivist writing duo Jackson Lansing and Colin Kelly. Tony Daniel will be handling the initial art on the book, before Paul Petier and Scott Eaton come on to do the book as well. And Scott Snyder confirmed on Twitter today that Cassandra Cain is going to be one of the three main characters of the story.
As a Robin.
Oh. Yeah, Cassandra Cain. So for all of you Cassandra Cain fans, and I know several...
Well, I'm a fan of her as Batgirl.
Yeah, I'm just a fan of her as a character, period. I mean, yes, she's a great Batgirl, lover as Black Bat, but honestly, she's a fascinating character in and of herself. So, here's Cassandra Cain will be back in the fold of DC Comics.
And you are a fan of, what's that little chick,
Stephanie Brown? Major fan. Yeah. Best Batgirl. Also, a pretty damn good Robin in of herself. No, she's going to be featured in this
she
book.
She wasn't the best Batgirl. She couldn't be Cassandra Cain in a fight.
I think she could.
No, she could not.
Are you really want to get into this right now?
So we can.
Right now? No, I don't feel like it. We got too much to talk about.
I knew you was checking, but go ahead.
Bitch! Okay, fine. What the hell was that? I'll give you credit. You didn't go right for Arrested Development, which is what I would have done. I would have done immediately.
No. The other chicken noise is the Good Burger chicken. Chicken moo.
I'm just going to shake my head for the fact you brought Good Burger.
Yeah, I thought you kids love Good Burger growing up.
There are some people that still somehow inexplicably love Good Burger. Me, I still think it's a shitty movie. Because it's got a shitty script with it.
And it also got Kevin Federline's baby mama in that movie.
Sinbad?
No. His baby mama.
I don't know who that is.
Her name was Shaw Jackson.
Oh, jeez, we're talking Kevin Federline. I quit after the San Diego Comic-Con. I cannot work with such unprofessionalism.
Yes.
Well, okay, you know what? Oh, you want me gone? Fine. I'm going to stay just to spite you.
You know, explain to me, okay? Yeah. Now, as a black male, right, you know, you grow up with some American culture. You can't help it. You know, I can't get away from it. And, you know, I've read comic books all my life.
But in America.
So one of the comic books, you know, I read as a youth was Archie. And, you know, didn't realize it was white bread as far as, you know, it was just a comic book to me as a kid. So what are they doing with making this into a TV show? Explain this to me.
Yes, Riverdale. There's been an upswing in the popularity of Archie comics recently, with a new modern-day series being written by Mark Waid. The, of course, runaway and surprising smash hit of Afterlife of Archie. Riverdale's gotten popular. They've got a superhero imprint of their own. They're attracting big-name creators. Archie comics is really getting their stuff going.
What? Oh, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me.
And you wonder why you drink on air.
You know you like that song.
Maybe.
Well, go ahead. Sorry, get the story.
Shut up. Anyway, so it was previously announced a Riverdale TV show was going to happen, but it was going to be at Fox. But today, while on CBR TV aboard the comic book CBR lot, yacht, aka meaning comic book resources, John Goldwater announced the show is still happening, but has moved networks to the CW, and the pilot will be written by Chief Creative Officer Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, and executive produced by Greg Berlanti, the current executive producer behind Arrow, Flash, and the upcoming Supergirl, and Blindspot.
They're going to change that C to comic book because they're getting quite a few shows on the network. And Of course, I think outside, I think the Supernatural and the 100, nobody watches the rest of the CW shows. It's not a comic
book. I do. I watch Supernatural.
I said besides Supernatural and the 100, nobody really watches the shows outside of the comic book shows.
Well, apparently Jane the Virgin's a huge hit.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, comedy.
I don't like Jane the Virgin.
So, Archie.
They've announced, yes, it's moving to CW. They're very excited. The pilot is set to be cast and produced by their timetable for the top of 2016.
So they're doing a dark undertone to the show where it's like, it's not all as nice and good and clean as it seems.
It's not the 1950s.
Yeah, you know what I really hate about Archie? He get all the women.
Yeah, that's kind of like, what the fuck? I was like, oh man, I don't know if I should choose for Better Veronica. I'm like, oh, you should probably
even
shut
got
up
a,
and
even got one time. Of the pussycats. I mean, even got one of the got one. Shout out to Pastor Sadell and Iron in the chat room, and of course, our friend Stanley Kubrick.
What is Archie's secret? Is it pheromones? Is his dick that good? Like, what is it? Does he really know how to lay the pipe?
I think he's still a virgin.
Okay, I clearly not. No, Archie's. Archie's lost his virginity. The only question is, was it to Betty or Veronica?
Hold up, listen. Okay, I'm write this down, everybody. This is going to happen, right? One day, Betty and Veronica, whatever the Riverdale hoe, is going to go to Archie's demand that he pick somebody, right? And they all going to march over to his house. They're going to find that mug in bed with Reginald, okay? Mark it down. Take my word for it. Okay? You'll see. You will see. That's all I got to say.
Okay, but seriously, who do you think took his virginity? Betty or Veronica?
Well, I always thought, just growing up, I always thought that Betty was right for him and Veronica was right for Reginald.
What about Jughead? Jughead don't get nobody?
Jughead, he screech. So he's going to jail soon. Having a dirty Sanchez.
So you're also saying it's going to be a Jughead sex tape?
Yeah, he's going to do a sex tape, get a dirty Sanchez, and go to jail, okay? He got a fucking crown on his head. Ooh.
Real question. Will a hamburger be involved in the sex tape?
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying. Jughead, he didn't wear a fucking crown on his head, okay?
Jughead loves hamburgers, man.
And I think Saved by the Bell was based off the Archies, okay? Yeah, oh, that's wow, right, man. Double A. I said it. Said it, Double A.
Oh, well, then Archie is incredible because I hated Saved by the Bell. I hate Saved by the Bell. I'm just not into it whatsoever. Saved by the Bell's not good, people. Sorry. Take off your nostalgic goggles, please. Speaking of Archie, a teaser image was released for teasing futures of Afterlife of Archie by series artist Francesco Francavilla. It shows Veronica lounging in a graveyard and holding the skull of Jughead in her hand, looking very provocative and almost like a vampire.
You know, it's funny how one company could have Marvel, DC, IDW, all of them, they have multiple characters.
Yes.
Archie Comics, all they do is Archie books. And got several different comics out there.
Yeah, they've done Archie versus Predator, Archie versus Punisher. Oh, dude, I want to see Archie with sex criminals. Oh my god, this needs to happen.
Who said that?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Archie meeting up with Matt Fraction and Chip Zdarsky's sex criminals? Come on, who? That'd be awesome. Wouldn't it be? Come on.
So, do you think anybody's really interested in an Archie TV show?
Okay, well, I can say I'm kind of interested in Archie comics now because of Afterlife of Archie and the recent Archie number one with, by Mark Waid and Fiona Staple. I'm not too sure I'm interested in an Archie TV series, but with the backing of Greg Berlanti on it, I mean, knowing how he has a good eye for talent and whatnot, and being good projects, I'll give it a shot, but again, I can't say I'm not over the moon about the idea of an Archie TV show. I mean, hey, whatever.
Okay.
You excited?
I don't know. I mean, I that's a wait and see, for sure. I mean, you know, it could be good and could, you know, win me around. It might be some cornball shit.
Those in the chat room, are you excited for an Archie TV show?
I just want to know if they're going to do singing. That's all. You know?
Okay. Not shut up. Don't you even bring up Glee.
I mean, hey, look. You're talking to a man who grew up watching Brady Bunch, okay? So, I don't know if I'm ready to revisit that type of TV in Archie's. There's some stuff about Damien, and I'm not sure how the story reads. It says, to help promote its television sequel, The Omen, A&E placed its faith in Comic-Con International Christian protesters. So, people are actually protesting, and this is a real protest, or this is a fake protest?
Yeah, okay, well, every year, there seem to be some Christians that just go out of their way to just
okay,
protest Comic-Con for some reason. I don't know why. Religious activists just really have a stick up their ass or something and don't want anyone to have fun. They hold up signs like Jesus saves from hell, turn from sin, whatever. But, you know, now with the upcoming show, Damien, based around a sequel series set 25 years after the original Omen film from 1976, I seemed like, oh, I can't wait to see if they'll protest the Christian protesters just for a laugh. And it turns out they have. According to the Hollywood Reporter, team members mingled Thursday with the usual protesters across the street from the San Diego Convention Center, wearing shirts and holding posters said, "The beast rises from flame. Damien will rise. There is only Damien," among other signs. And some signs that, you know, of course, mark the signal of the beast, 666.
666, the mark of the beast.
So, and there are always, you know, with these religious activists protesting Comic-Con, there's always counter-protests, like hilarity, but this takes the cake. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love everything about it. So, and I'm not bashing religion. I'm just saying these fucking, why are you going to protest Comic-Con? Like, what really religious reason is there to protest Comic-Con?
We need Pastor Sadell's help on this, because I know he doesn't want Damien to come back. But, you know, a Damien TV show, it's only going to end it in one way. So how long can that show last?
You know what? I'm going to be optimistic. 3 seasons.
And what's going to happen at the end of season 3?
Damien dies.
Yeah, he gets destroyed. He has to. Because if he wins, then evil wins. And he's supposed to go down. Which they did a poor job in the movie. You've seen the movie, right?
I've seen the Omen. I've seen also Omen sequels that weren't that good.
I'm talking about the one where Damien died, though, right?
I can't remember which one that was.
Well, you know, it was supposed to have been, he's supposed to be about to have the showdown with the return of the Son of God, and he's looking for him, and then he gets stabbed in the heart by a regular person. And then, of course, it fades out with you knowing that good has prevailed. It was a weak ending. Because they didn't want to show, I guess they didn't want to show Jesus come back and having this battle between good and evil in that faction. You know, Hollywood took the quick way out. But Pastor Sadell, he knows about this thing. He knows about the evil of Damien, and he got to help us fight him. We can use your help, Pastor Sadell. He is our resident pastor. You know, he keeps us on a faithful, narrow and faithful, you know. Make sure we don't stray off the path. You know, we stay on the righteousness and not the wickedness. Okay. Stanley Kubrick doesn't know who Archie is.
Damn. Archie's your mom.
All right, Stanley. I'm going to give you a link to Archie so you can check him out while Jordan brings up the next story.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so going to a couple of bunched up news today. Walking Dead!
Yeah, we got that trailer for season, was it six? We're in six now, right?
Season six, which is premiering October 11th on AMC.
Oh, man, I looked at that trailer today, man, and...
He's good.
Rick is getting a lot of people killed this season. Rick has lost it. He is really what all the deep end is. It's like he's cuckoo for Cocoa Pop. I don't know what happened to the man. You know, he used to be someone you could count on, but it looks like he may be the villain of season six. I can't see anybody being more of a villain than he is. Did you get that impression?
I kind of got that impression. I just think... Honestly, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing where the terror goes. I want Negan on there already. I want Negan.
And he's like the newer version of the governor, right?
Oh, I'd say... Probably better than more bad than the governor, you know, if I'm going to be completely honest. I just mean, okay, I hope, like, if season 7 finally get to Negan or, like, the second half of season 6, because come on, we're damn near close to the point where Negan's coming to the story. So, come on, let's cast Negan already.
I think what we saw was only for the first half of season 6. And, you know, because, you know, of course, The Walking Dead is broken up into two half seasons. So, yeah, if he's going to show up, it'll probably be in the second half. Which, you know, will make it seem like Rick may be terrible, but there's more worse people out there than Rick. And, now, I haven't seen the trailer for Fear the Walking Dead yet. Not the one that came out today. How was that?
Oh, that was, you know, my interest level was kind of whatever on Fear the Walking Dead. I was like, eh. Now it's like, okay, that's interesting.
How does the lead look?
Oh, Clifton Collins Jr.? Yeah. No, that's not Clifton Collins Jr. That's a very different person. That is, I forgot the name of the lead, even though he's been like damn near everything.
Cliff Collins.
Cliff Collins, goddamn, I am an asshole.
I know, it is easy to mix up Cliff Collins with Clifton Collins.
Yeah, it made its debut at Hall H. The first full trailer gave us our story, it's pretty interesting. Also finally gave us a premiere date, and it won't be too long before we're seeing Fear the Walking Dead, because it's going to debut on AMC Sunday, August 23rd.
Now, if you was in the zombie apocalypse, what part of the country would you rather be in?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, Sunday. Anywhere that sells liquor.
That's everywhere. This is America.
There are dry counties, believe it or not.
Oh, that's only down in the south.
Yeah, those counties suck.
Well, they probably know that, you know... People get drunk and they don't know how to act, so.
New York, maybe?
No. You don't want to be in New York. First of all, you're stuck on an island. So, and once it gets cold up here, if you don't have a place to stay in the wintertime, you are fucked.
Okay, fine. Los Angeles. I'll want to be in Los Angeles or Hawaii.
Hawaii wouldn't be safe either. You're stuck on an island.
Fine, Los Angeles.
Then you got to deal with the Vatos.
And Austin, Texas.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be some.
Why do you want to keep poking holes in my zombie apocalypse idea?
I don't know.
Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
All right, okay, so
wait. Okay, you know what? Yeah, for real. Austin, Texas. I'll be in Austin, Texas, because you know it's a nice little place. It's very beautiful. Ton of great restaurants and good beer around. And, you know, it's Texas, so I can break into any house and almost find a damn gun.
So what show you think is going to get the better response?
I honestly don't. I think Walking Dead, just for the sake of, you know, it's still got its built-in fan base. But I honestly, Fear the Walking Dead can go either way right now. I'm still not that hyped about it. I'm still not that bowled over to immediately watch it, even though I feel like we're at least gonna review the pilot on here.
Fear the Walking Dead, they better do something shocking in that first episode.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things it first needs to do, much like Flash did, or say a Frasier, or what's another or why am I thinking of Joey, the spinoff from Friends?
Why do you watch Friends?
I don't watch Friends. That's one of the most overrated shows to me. I just start... Oh, God damn it. Anyway, it needs to establish itself and separate itself first and make it its own thing. So that's why I'm at least hoping of this pilot for the show to really be itself. For Fear the Walking Dead to be Fear the Walking Dead, not for Fear the Walking Dead to be The Walking Dead. So, hey, whatever. I hope it's good. I really, really do hope it's good.
All right, well, I want to talk about some Marvel TV.
Go ahead, talk about Marvel TV.
Well, I want you to bring up Agent Carter and S.H.I.E.L.D. for me.
Come on, Jordan. You have the Google Doc. You open it.
Come on, Jordan.
All right. Fine. First Agent Carter, since that was the headline of the panel.
Let me ask you real quick. Do you lose your stuff over Haley Atwell? Because I know a lot of guys do.
I think Haley Atwell is a tremendous actress. She is a great talent. She really has a
great script. I'm talking about her looks.
You ruined my bit. I was gonna make a whole joke. You ruined it. Yes, I think she's a very beautiful, attractive woman who I would not mind being in a San Diego hotel room with right about now. Yes, she's attractive. Why do you ask?
I'm just, you know, like I said, I know a lot of guys, they lose their stuff over her, so. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
She is very, very beautiful. Anyway. So the showrunners have, previewed for second season. We're going to be picking up the show in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood. She's still working for the Strategic Scientific Reserve, but there's a case that goes beyond what normal LAPD or normal local police would be able to handle, and so it falls under their jurisdiction to go and resolve it. It also, in addition to Haley Atwell returning, James Darcy will return as Jarvis, and Enver Kojak will be returning as well.
Now, hopefully with season two, they don't revert back to having to get coffee and file paperwork. That they know that this is a capable agent, and they send her out on missions, and she's leading stuff, and, you know.
Yes, and also Chad Michael Murray will still be there as Agent Thompson. The show will be set in L.A., set 7 months after the end of the first season. Jarvis is... things will be different for Jarvis, since Peggy's not working for Howard this time in this regard. And Jarvis... And it's revealed Jarvis hates Los Angeles. He hates California, so... And won't stop wearing a wool suit. So I think part of Jarvis's arc for the season is being a fish out of water. For the sake of comedy. To bring a little bit of, levity to the proceedings. Which I'm happy about. I like James Darcy as the role of Jarvis. I thought it was a very particular standout in the first season, along with
Who makes a better Jarvis, him or Paul Bettany?
I like them both, but really, I'm gonna say Darcy, since there's only been a voice, a disembodied voice of Bettany.
Sorry, go ahead. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., getting some more Inhumans.
You're not gonna read the stories?
I'm queuing it up.
Okay. I sometimes think you're actually gonna take the point yourself.
I'm sorry, Jordan. I'm sorry. I can't do this
anymore. Don't even do that crying bit with me right now.
I think I'm failing you. I do. You make me feel like I need to just walk away from the show and just hang out.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Just like hearing you say I'm sorry. No, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Anyway, Lash will be joining Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He's a new character, right?
One of the newest Inhumans, yes, created by Charles Soule and Joe Madruglia in Inhumans number 1 from 2014. He is a hulking beast of an Inhuman. Lash hails from Ulrun, a hidden city of Inhumans who believe the bloodline and those who get exposed to the Terrigen Mist must be kept pure, somewhat similar to the Inhumans of Season 2 of the show. He's strong and agile. Lash has the ability to absorb and expel energy. There is no casting for the character as of yet.
So he's not going to be part of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's going to be against him.
He's going to be in it. It seems so.
You know, if they really want to bring in Inhumans, let's get a royal family member that's going to be on the TV show and the movies. Let's see them do that.
You know, who do you want first?
Well, if they could cast somebody to play Medusa. But, you know, whoever they cast for Medusa, she's not going to fit what I see Medusa as in the comic book. Because I see Medusa as a 6'2 woman that's pretty stacked. And there's nobody out there that fits that particular, build. Now, I could be exaggerating on the height, but she's not a tiny woman, you know what I mean?
No, she's not.
So, is that it for us, Marvel?
Well, there's one more thing. There was a panel today about Secret Wars.
No, I mean the TV.
Marvel TV.
Okay, well, I'll take it over here. So you brought up the panel Secret Wars, and of course they went over several of the books. One of the things that they mentioned is issue 5 of Secret Wars is going to explain how Doom created Battle World, and they also explain some of the other spinoff books. But Marvel also explained a couple of books beyond Secret Wars. One is Marvel Point One, which I'm not being sucked into that again, buying a Point One issue. You ever buy those?
Hell no.
I bought it the first year they did it, and I was sadly, because they charge like $6-7 for it. You get a few pages from the different stories coming out, but you know, if you don't find some of the stories any good, then it's a waste. And then that first one, it was dealing with a storyline that didn't come into fruition, which was 2 years later, which was Original Sin. Like, they previewed that 2 years before it actually happened. I would be more excited with the all new, all different Avengers Zero issue. I think that'll be more interesting to pick up. And of course, that's going to explain the Marvel Universe before it starts. You'd be getting that too, right?
Getting what?
All new, all different Avengers Zero.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm saying, why put out both books? Why put out the Zero issue and a .1 issue? You know, trying to explain the new Marvel Universe. It's just redundancy, and it's just ways of taking our money that, I don't know about you, but, you know, I need my money for Twinkies and cans of sodas and stuff. You know, I don't need to spend it all on comic books. But I can't wait to see how our Lord God Doom created Battleworld next month. They make me wait till August 14th or something like that?
Well, that'll be the end of the series, but that'll be the upcoming issue.
No, August 14th is when issue 5 comes out.
Oh.
See, I thought the book was supposed to come out like twice a month, and now it's on a once a month schedule, so. Bummer.
Yeah. And Hickman appeased fans by admitting that an adult Franklin Richards will be making an appearance in Secret Wars.
Uh-oh, yeah. Someone now. If anybody can have the power to stop Doom, it is adult Franklin Richards.
Oh, it's going to be good. Good, good, good. It's going to be fun. Hopefully plenty of good things from Marvel, hopefully Secret Wars doesn't drop the ball.
But is adult Valeria going to show up too?
No word. We know Franklin is, so I think if adult Franklin's going to show up, adult Valeria.
Because the last time we saw her, she was in that little fake pocket universe, so I don't think that got destroyed. So she may be still, you know, she should be still kicking and doing whatever evil genius shit she's been doing for all this time.
Well, then that'll be a hell of a thing to show. Well, then that'll be a hell of a thing to explain how that pocket universe wasn't destroyed.
Well, why would it have been destroyed?
All the multiverse is dead.
Yeah, but that was outside of the multiverse. You know, so that's why it wouldn't have been destroyed. And then, you know, if they really, you know, Reed had this solution to save everybody and didn't use it. He has a son that can create a reality. They should have created a reality and escaped into it. Okay? But anyway, back to the news.
Hold on.
People, we would like to hear from you if you
Yeah, please do, because me and Surfer
sick of talking to him.
Yeah, we're getting. I'm sick of this shit. Why do you think I'm drinking on air right now?
Because you're drunk.
Then I'm sick of your shit.
That's not my problem.
That's your problem.
That's your problem.
No, please. 215-253-4516. Skype, Silver Surfer _ forever.
Is that Deadpool news that came out? Is that Comic-Con news or?
That is not Comic-Con news. Although, okay. you brought shit. You brought it up. Let's just tell the people.
Well, we can wait till Sunday. I just, you know, I wasn't sure because it didn't have the San Diego Comic-Con little initials next to it.
Yeah, but believe it or not, people, there is news that come out around the comic book industry that's.
It's a little few. We'll cover it on Sunday.
Yeah, like, you know, new James Bond comics that you're going to hear me gleefully talk about. Just as a little tease. But hey, Surfer. Yes. I think you may have seen this movie. I don't know. Usual Suspects.
Yes and no.
What does that mean?
I've seen all of Usual Suspects, but not in order.
But you've seen the whole movie?
I think I have.
Okay, so you know the whole Kaiser Soze twist.
Yes.
Awesome. Then
it's been spoofed and
copied a lot. Hey, spoilers for a 20-year-old movie, but fuck it, it's 20 years old. You should have seen it by now. Red 5 Comics, Badhead Harry Productions are announcing a comic book that takes place in the world of Usual Suspects. The first of which explores the origins of Kaiser Soze, simply titled Kaiser Soze. Scorched Earth, which takes place 9 years before the events of the acclaimed films and centers on Soze as he establishes a narcotics empire during the time of President Ronald Reagan's war on drugs. The announcement comes in time for the film's 20th anniversary. Of course, Usual Suspects was directed by Bryan Singer and starred Kevin Spacey, Kevin Pollak, Benicio Del Toro, Stephen Baldwin, Gabriel Byrne, and Chaz Palminteri. The Usual Suspects is greatly remembered as one of the best movies with the greatest twist endings. Kaiser Soze Scorched Earth, number one, is set to hit the stores next year.
Man, what was his name in the movie?
Kaiser Soze.
No, the other name.
I'm trying. I gotta look that up. It's been a long ass time since I've seen the Usual Suspects.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Alright, anyway, yeah, Kaiser Soze, comic book. I really was not expecting that. That was weird. Just weird. Well, speaking of comic books, Jeff Johns had a one-on-one panel today where, amazingly, no topic about the Batman.
Just keep talking.
Supposed Batman movie with Ben Affleck came up, although he did reveal there will be spin-off books, Justice League, Gods and Men, that are coming out of his current Dark Side War. It's a series of 6 single issues focusing on key characters in the Dark Side War and extends their individual conflicts against the backdrop of the Universal Armageddon between Darkseid and the Anti-Monitor's fight. These will focus on Batman, Superman, Green Lantern, Lex Luthor, The Flash, and Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
These are set to be released in the fall. Yeah, in the fall.
Okay.
Yes, and
I ask you a question. What do you know about Milestone?
I know it is Dwayne McDuffie's comic book company, started a number of years ago, about 20 years ago. Published Static Shock, was predominantly a African-American line that housed many great creators.
Well, it looks like they're bringing back Milestone 2.0. And,
the deuce you say?
Reginald Hudlin and Christopher Priest is going to be part of it. Now, apparently Christopher Priest was a part of creating the original Milestone, but wasn't there when it launched. But now he's coming back. And,
yes, while taping an interview with CBR TV, they said that Dennis Cohen and Reginald Hudlin gave an definitive answer. We love Christopher. Cohen said, "We love Christopher Priest." And Hudlin said, "I'm just gonna say it." So the drive from LA to San Diego is like 3.5 hours long, and I pretty much spent the entire trip talking to Christopher Priest as we were breaking the story. So then I got down here and I go to Dennis. Let me tell you what we've been working on. Except it was 1 o'clock in the morning. That Cohen interjected. So we're speaking for an hour at 1 o'clock in the morning. He's telling me a story. It's so good. We stayed on the phone for an hour just talking about, like, dude. And then what happens? And then what happens? And then what happens? I'm like, oh my god, I have to draw this right now. So it appears we are gonna get Milestone back, which means I don't know if that means a new Static Shock book from them.
Well, I just hope people will support it. And yeah, they put some good creators on there, and I don't trust DC. I mean, not that I don't root against them, but, you know, I think if they don't get the initial numbers they want, they will, you know, put a halt to it. but let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I want Milestone back. I like Milestone. That'd be some good stuff. Yes, I read Milestone comics. I don't know why I said it like that. Just a weird thing. Anyway, let's talk about some comics. Lady Killer, a 5-issue miniseries recently from Dark Horse, proved to be so popular among fans that there's even some cosplayers of the main character at San Diego right now. It'll be getting an ongoing series. Yes, a lot of questions were left unanswered by the glamorous assassin Josie Schuler. Mm-hmm. And now Dark Horse has announced a second series is setting up in March 2016, where we'll see some loose ends tied up. Creator Jolie Jones will be writer and artist this time around, with Laura Allred coloring. Jamie S. Rich, the co-writer on the first series, will not be returning this time around. But I'm excited because I've read all 5 issues. I've read the Lady Killer series. It was excellent. I really loved it.
That's not based off the movie, is it?
No.
You sure?
Pretty goddamn sure.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
As a creator-owned book. I'm excited. I think it's a really damn good book. I think it's out in trade right now. If it is, please go pick it up. I really think it's a damn good book that's worth your time.
Now, of course, we're about to get the team-up of team-ups. The one everybody's been wanting for a long time. I know you've been wanting for a long time. You've told me this in private.
Have I?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Batman teams up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It says, up to this point, Batman meeting the Teenage Ninja Turtles has only existed in fans' collective imagination. Playing out via action figures and playroom war. Here we go, just pop up again.
Ad blocker, man. Get ad blocker.
I have it. I don't know why it doesn't come on.
Alright, go. Go, 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 go.
So, it's going to be a 6-issue Batman Teenage Ninja Mutant. So, it's scheduled to debut in November from the creative team of Batbooks veteran James Tynan the fourth, and artist Freddie E. Williams the second, who worked on Robin, JSA All-Star, and more for DC. Williams also illustrated covers for the series along with TMNT co-creator Kevin Eastman.
Yes, and the official description of the story is, in the ongoing power struggle between the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, General Krang, and the Foot Clan, allegiances have shifted, and the battle lines have been drawn. Krang concocts a plan to rid himself of both the Turtles and Shredder by transporting them to another dimension, where they land in the dark and dangerous streets of Gotham City. It isn't long before they encounter Gotham's most famous resident, Batman. The Caped Crusader may be their only hope of overcoming their enemies and getting back home, but not before they encounter a whole cast of Gotham's most infamous rogues.
Now, is Batman going to rap along with the Turtles, you think, when they break out into a rap song?
Are you saying Ninja Rap too?
No, I mean, well, they rapped in the last Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. I'm not talking about the song from back in the day. I'm talking about... No.
Yeah, I didn't see the latest TMNT movie, because I didn't give a damn.
You should see it.
Whatever. It just didn't look that interesting to me.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a great movie, but it was better than I thought it was going to be. Okay? And I had low expectations going in.
Alright, well, this also isn't the first time IDW and DC have teamed up. There was the Star Trek Legion of Superheroes in 2011, and the more recent this week, Star Trek Green Lantern, The Spectrum War. Which I have the first issue of, just haven't read it yet.
IDW's been teamed up with a lot of different companies.
Yeah, but also, speaking of TMNT, there's some news that came out about the current Nickelodeon show.
Mm-hmm.
One, it'll be coming back for a 5th season. And there are a bunch of new guest stars coming on. David Tennant will be voicing the Fugitoid. who was once an alien scientist named Dr. Honeycutt, but after his body was destroyed, his brain was shaved and saved and placed in the body of a robot. Peter Stormare will be guessing as Lord Dreg, an arrogant insectoid crime lord.
That man works a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, when the turtles incur his wrath, he becomes one of their most dangerous enemies. Yeah, Peter Stormare is getting around, like, a lot. Michael Dorn, a.k.a. Worf, will be voicing Captain Mozart, the supreme commander of the Triceraton fleet. He is a cutting and brutal military commander who enters only to the Triceraton Emperor. And by the way, I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but the movie, that latest movie, just doesn't feel to me. But I will say, the animated series on Nickelodeon is pretty damn good. I haven't read any of the IDW stuff, though. The single stuff. I've read crossovers with Ghostbusters, which was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked that. And I've read crossovers with X-Files, which is also pretty damn good. Additional guest stars will include Lance Hendrickson as Zog, a scout for the alien Triceraton army, Ron Perlman as Armagagan, a vicious bounty hunter with a vicious bounty hunter robo shark with a taste for turtle, and Zelda Williams as fan favorite Mona Lisa, a highly skilled salamandarin warrior.
Zelda Williams.
Yeah.
I really can't believe there's a person out there named Zelda.
Well, when you're a huge, Zelda fan, yeah, I think you're gonna name your kid.
You mentioned Ron Perlman. You know, he's going around saying that not having a third Hellboy is not an option. It got to happen.
Oh, so he's got to do this before he dies, apparently.
Well, I guess he's gonna, threaten somebody to get it done. I don't know. Don't know.
Huh.
At this point, I mean, I wanted a third Hellboy, but it's been a while since the last one, so. You know, you wait too long, and, what can you say? The second Sin City and the second 300 prove. If you wait too long, people do not care. They move on.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. The trailer's now been released for Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Okay, let me go hide in the corner while you talk about it.
God, you gotta get over this fear someday, man. I swear.
Look, I don't tell you how to run your life. You don't tell me how to run mine, okay?
Okay. Anyway, I'm just now watching the trailer. It looks really good. It looks better than I thought this way. It looks really damn good and a whole lot of fun.
Now, this has, what you call him in it, right?
Bruce Campbell?
Yes.
Yes, Bruce Campbell is once again returning as Ash Williams, an older Ash Williams, who is once again unwillingly put into the middle of Armageddon itself.
And what channel is that coming on?
It is coming on the Starz Network. With Sam Raimi fully on board and behind it, and also directing the pilot.
Okay.
Yeah, so it seems Ash will once again put the chainsaw on his severed left hand and kick some major groovy ass. Alright, Surfer, you can come out of your corner.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, you scared the cat. Alright. I'm going to talk about something that'll make you feel better. You're going to feel better. New Star Wars toys.
Woohoo! I wish I kept the ones when I was a little kid, but go ahead.
New Star Wars toys were announced today at the Hasbro panel of Comic-Con. In addition to new Force FX lightsabers featuring brand new tech and stats, new character, new 3.75-inch toys for Star Wars Rebels is coming, including the new Inquisitor from Season 2. And one more was announced with Star Wars The Force Awakens TIE Fighter and gigantic TIE Fighter pilot and gigantic TIE Fighter coming to the Black Series. All the toys from The Force Awakens will be debuting on September 4th, aka Force Friday, at retail outlets nationwide. Of course, Hasbro has a huge display showing off all the little goodies at their on the showroom floor and at their booth. So if you are at San Diego and want to get yourself a little peek, go on ahead. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Speaking of Star Wars, you know, since J.J. Abrams is in there, he's going to have his friend Greg Grunberg all up in there. It turns out Greg Grunberg's been busy. He's been making his own graphic novel. At the Scholastic Party last night at Comic-Con, the publisher announced the latest addition to the graphics line of middle-grade graphic novels, Dream Jumper Nightmare Escape, is being written by Greg Grunberg and illustrated by Lucas Turnblom, the creator of the strip Imagineness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dream Jumper is a story about a boy who jumps into the nightmares of his friends in order to rescue them from a monster who tries to keep them from waking up.
Are we talking about Freddy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we talking about Freddy?
No, not Freddy.
Okay, just making sure.
Not everything with nightmares involves Freddy.
Okay.
Lucas, Grunberg said in a statement, Lucas and I met San Diego Comic-Con. We hit it off immediately and knew we wanted to create something together. When my 12-year-old son, Ben, described a dream he had about a boy who would jump in and out of his friend's nightmares to help them fight off bad guys and monsters, it sounded like a really relatable and exciting world to build a graphic novel, and I immediately thought of Lucas. Dream Jumper is set to be released in June 2016.
Okay, they'll give me enough time to hide.
Why?
Because dreams. Scary. Right?
Not all dreams are scary. Some dreams are good.
Yeah, they're called wet dreams.
They're called what?
Nothing. Forget it. Okay. Spoke too much.
I said too much. Yeah, well, let's talk about... Okay, fine. You want an angel to chase away those dreams? How about an archangel?
No, our angels are bad, but go ahead.
I said archangel.
I know, they're bad. But go ahead.
Oh, I forget my mythology or whatever. William Gibson.
According to Dominion, they're bad, but go ahead.
William Gibson will be teaming up with IDW Publishing. The celebrated sci-fi author announced back in May he'd be working with them, but now details have come out. He's working on a book titled Archangel with artist Butch Geis.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel is a wild time travel romp between the closing days of World War II and a present day United States that doesn't look a thing like our present day. Archangel is full of classic William Gibson plot twists, dialogue, characters, and settings. Post-apocalyptic cyberpunk World War time travel storytelling at its finest. Gibson said in a statement, my mood board, atmospheric, melancholy, ominous, dirty. We knew Butch was right from the first day, and we're thrilled to have him on this project.
Whoa. I'm sorry, finish the story, because
Archangel was originally developed as a screenplay with actor Michael St. John before it transitioned into a comic book. So Archangel set to make its debut in 2016.
Okay. Sorry, Stanley, don't drop that kind of news in the chat room. If what you're saying is true, you need to call in and explain yourself, okay?
Oh, you know he's not. That's not happening.
Because don't get my hopes up high.
Stanley, either post a link that shows us definite proof of that, or
we'll call stop. In. You can call in.
Because I really doubt Steven Spielberg is doing E.T. No.
Why you had to? Shouldn't have said it on the air unless it was just true.
Well, I don't think it's true.
Yeah, but don't say it on the air unless he comes on and say it.
Or if he can show us an actual press release or a story that came out of San Diego that said it. Or anything that proves this is happening.
Elliot.
Alright, because I sincerely doubt this movie will ever happen. Now we got two stories left. First, MTV released a trailer for its upcoming television adaptation of the Shannara Chronicles.
The what Chronicles?
Shannara Chronicles.
Okay.
Shannara. Debuting in January 2016, it follows the story of three teens on a journey amidst the magic, war, and adventure of the four lands. The series was filmed in New Zealand, written and produced by Smallville creators Al Goff and Miles Millar.
Quality. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's also being executive produced by Jon Favreau, Jonathan Liebsman, who directed the pilot, Dan Farrell, and Terry Brooks, the writer of the books. The show will star Brooke Williams, Marcos Van Kell, Austin Butler, Manu Bennett, Daniel McPherson, Ivana Barquillo, and John Rhys Davies.
Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about this.
Yeah, never do. I really didn't even watch the trailer. I haven't had time, but it's apparently it's got a good big ass fan base. So, and the last bit of news we got on Google Doc, unless something big happens right now, is that James Tynion IV and Eric Donovan are teaming up to end the world again. They released a free issue miniseries, Meme Tech, for Boom Studios earlier this year, and this October they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing something completely a little different, but a little bit of the same. Another free-issue miniseries called Cognetic will be exploring the fundamental human desire for control and how absolute power can topple civilization. Think, and this is what Cognetic is said to feature. Cognetic features a powerful psychic being that once controlled a third of the world's population as part of its hive mind. Now he's returned to humanity in a modern-day New York City, which is not a bad place to start. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, right? It also follows the assistant of the director of the FBI, who might be the only person who can save humanity, but at a terrible, terrible cost.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
Did you see the trailer for Super Mansions?
No.
That came out today. It's from the Robot Chicken people, of course. Bryan Cranston voices the main character. And a lot of the voices you see on Robot Chicken, the Breckin Meyers, and it's a long list of people on this show, and it's about, let me play a little bit of the trailer. You can look up this trailer on our Facebook page, people.
After the events in Washington, the League has been called before Congress.
A recent poll found this fourth version of the League to be the most reckless yet.
Is it time to dissolve the League? That's what the Senate is debating this afternoon.
Some people are saying that I need to retire.
We are those people. I'm looking at a laundry list of shameless expenditures that suggest you've lost the ability to lead.
It's over. They were right.
What are we going to do?
Wait a minute. Aren't your parents rich?
And I'm out! Never lend money to friends, Ray!
These are my boner pills. I have issues maintaining erections.
You get the rings. I just sat on my balls.
You want some cooch? Feast your eyes. I'm a cat.
You may call me Jubot.
Can he call himself Jubot?
We don't love it.
Welcome back, soldier. Our president's a black man.
The f*** is this guy's name? Barams?
They were therapeutic massages. Okay, they were just massages. Okay, they were erotic.
Well, you get it. Of course, most is visual, so. What you think so far of what you heard, Jordan?
It sounds fine.
You would be jumping for joy if that was an Archer trailer.
I heard a trailer. That's not gonna exactly do the same thing as seeing it, which I'm gonna do when the show's over.
Hearing somebody say cooch doesn't get you excited?
I need to see how it's said in the context of what of the fucking trailer. Oh, I need to see it, okay?
You need to see the cooch?
Yeah, sure, let's go with that. Also, Stanley Kubrick is saying, apparently ET2 is about an alien who lands in Arkansas and meets a skinny skid who's wearing a Confederate flag as a cape. Stanley, let the Confederate flag bit go, man. You're running it into the ground.
He's not from here, so he thinks the flag is evil. Which, I agree with him, but anyway.
Oh, this is funny, but, dude, come on. Work with something. You're gonna run out of sovereign stereotypes to keep saying about me.
Hi, people. If you want to call in and give your opinion, show number is 215-253-4516, or you can Skype me directly at SilverSurfer_forever. If you don't call in, I'm getting off the air in a few minutes, unless you call in. These people, you know, I support their shows, and they're never here to support my show. And I don't get it. I mean, where's the wov? No woven. I need some woven from you people. Okay? I need it. That's all I'm saying. So what got you excited for today? What's the news?
I like the news about Star Wars. I like the news about Lady Killer from Dark Horse. That's great. I love that. I love the Ash versus Evil Dead trailer. That excited me. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Well, I got some news that excited me, but we gotta wait till Sunday for that. And you know, I'm always down for that Secret Wars.
Jay Garrick coming on to Flash officially is amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. What was the other thing? The Arrow news about the villain. You know.
Do you mean Dark?
Yeah. Did you see the exclusive sneak peek for Batman versus Superman that I posted?
No, I didn't. I've already seen it on Conan.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about then.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, then you've seen it, yeah.
So, yeah, I've seen it. I've been watching all the Conan Comic-Con shows.
You know, finally, we get a Batman-Superman in the Hall of Justice. You can't beat that. Can't beat it. And, you know, Walking Dead, you know, from what I've seen in that trailer, man, either they're going to go beyond what they've ever shown, or it's all just setting you up for a big disappointment. I don't know. I can only hope. have you mulled over those Marvel naked pictures yet? I mean, have you studied them closely like I have?
I masturbated several times already.
I didn't say anything about that.
I didn't say nothing.
You do behind closed door, that's your business.
Hey, I haven't seen these, okay? Nor do I even really care to.
I tell you, man, that Miss Marvel, her backside is like, she's scary muscular, you know?
Talking about Carol Danvers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Captain Marvel. Like, you expect She-Hulk to be ripped?
What?
I say you expect She-Hulk to be ripped? And then Tony Stark, him being ripped, I don't know if I buy that. You know, I mean, he got a 12-pack. And then Luke Cage, you know, he looked like a porn star. So. Yeah, I don't like new comic characters. You know, that disturbs me. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I don't like mixing porn and comics. I've never liked mixing those genres, you know? I don't, you know, I like keeping them separate. I like my porn and my comic books to be separate, okay? So I don't get confused. And I don't get the wrong thoughts. I don't want to be thinking about comic book characters in that way. I don't like it. I need to protest this.
Yeah, the protesters annoyed the shit out of me. Like, what religious reason do you really have for protesting Comic-Con?
Because it's evil incarnate. Don't you know that? See, if you ever been to a real Comic-Con, you know the debauchery and the foolishness. People walking around half-naked, fat men in costumes they shouldn't wear. It's nasty.
Okay, then go protest Alabama.
And then they got the nerve to sit there and laugh at the fat women who's wearing costumes they shouldn't wear. Wait, have you looked in the mirror yourself, fat bastard? I'm just saying. So, not to mention, you know, people get there and they don't wear deodorant, stink.
Okay, now that I'm against.
No, I didn't say they don't shower, they just don't put on deodorant. And then they don't realize, you know.
Oh, there are still people.
You're generating a lot of heat. So, you know. Yeah, I hope people are doing the right thing, because I tell you, man, you get the wrong whiff at Comic-Con and it's just a doozy. Well, since nobody wants to join us tonight, might as well talk about all the fine shows here at Rant Ian Radio.
Let us talk about those fine shows.
You know, just see, I think Double A knew that nobody wanted to call into our show. He's been okay. He takes pleasure out of that. But anyway, anyway, if you like this show, well, don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow, 9 p.m. for day 3 of San Diego Comic-Con coverage here on Rant Ian Radio. And then, of course, we'll wrap everything up at a special time on Sunday at 7 p.m. for the What Are You Reading comic book show. But also tomorrow, after we're done, don't worry, this is wrestling, because the wrestling call-in show on William Morgan will start at 11 p.m. unless he gives us a few extra minutes, in which case we'll be happy to take it. But if not, then, you know, we'll be off the air on time for you to call in to Will Morgan's show and talk wrestling and talk to his kooky band of friends. And the rest of the shows this week, you know, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. is The Rant, hosted by Tony C and some other guy. I forgot his name, but. And it's part of a double header, because at 11 p.m. it's Freaks and Effing Geeks with Rage and Lee. So you get two shots to the dome on Tuesdays. And, of course, Wrestling Calling, not the Wrestling Calling Show, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, live on Wednesdays, but not anymore. They're moving to their new day, which is Friday at 9 p.m. So, you think you had Fridays off, you don't. Because Phil and Dave is moving to Fridays. So, every Friday, 9 p.m., will be the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And Thursdays at 9 p.m., is Rant and Wrestling. And we do have other shows that are on hiatus, but they'll be back soon enough. So Rant Wrestling, Rex Plex and Will Sweeney and so on, Lex, hopefully you'll be back on the air soon enough. And if you have a show idea, you know, you can contact Double A and pitch him a show, and he can give you a time slot, because the network is always expanding and growing. Right? Am I right?
Yeah. And you can also like the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show Facebook page while on, well, Facebook. Search it and like it so you can get updates on all the news we will be posting. That will be talked about every Sunday. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am at Joe Woco, JOWOCO.
Oh, the Twitters. I forgot all about that. If you're not following me on Twitter, you're wrong, because I get celebrities following me. I'm Silver Sofa 4, F-O-R, on Twitter. And when you follow me, you also get the comic book news that you get on Facebook. So So you get it either way. You can get it both. And there's the rant group page, which you can join also. And all the other hosts on Rant and Radio, they have Twitter, so you want to look them up. And this show will repeat on Sunday, along with yesterday's show and tomorrow's show, leading up to our 7 p.m. What Are You Reading comic book show. So, you know, you missed it, don't worry, we got you covered. So, hopefully we'll hear from you tomorrow. If you didn't want to call in today, I mean, I hear some of you sexy men's voices out there on other shows. You know, we like to hear it too. You know, of course, last week, man, nobody calling in, he just blew me away. I mean, I'm it's not much to look forward to once he called in, because I've been wanting to hear his voice for a long time. So, you my dude, nobody. You my dude. Let's see what the chat room is saying before we get off the air. If they saying anything. They saying anything in the chat room? Stanley putting more lies in there? No, Stanley. Nobody wants to read Cross. Okay? You need help reading Crossed. You do.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, this is just sick and sad, and don't mention it again, okay? And don't be afraid to call in too. So, all right, let me play us some outro music.
And I shall say good night, everybody, and I hope you have a fun and safe day. And to any of those listeners out in San Diego, please be safe, drink responsibly, and also just have a good time.
And as soon as Jordan hang up, we're going to have the after show party, people, where it's going to be nothing but women and wine and dancing girls.
And I think we're going to be I think we're having a couple drinks of Robert Kirkman, right?
No, you're not. You are getting off. This is the after party. This is for adults. This is for the grown folks.
I am. I will have you know, sir, that 26. I'm a legal adult.
Yeah,
so,
you know, this is 30 and over. You didn't know they existed, did you? 30 open bars.
Fake ID, man.
No. Come on now. You look like a freaking kid, man. You ain't fooling nobody at 30. Even when you're 30, you're not gonna get in. So, all right, this is the only song I could come up with, and so we can rock out to some Ghostface. Peace.
Say peace to cats who rock Mac, knowledge is street astrologist. Light up the mic, guard knives, the slot joints, the character points, Corolla, Motorola, Ola. Play a guard, he pack over the shoulder, chrome tanks, play it like Yanks, check the franchise, front of my guys, my enterprise, pass many lives, the color fakes like reflectors. He has sugar in his ear in his last crack career. We can can him, manhandle him, if you wanna run in his promo, get ditto, skate like a limo, inject to the fly state, relate, take a break, break down the eighth and then wait, drop it like Drake. Thugs, they be bowing and screwing. We canoe and cleaning, doing the same shit we doing. Fuck the union, it's the same style. Was a trainer boy, jump the turnstile. On the alley, try to challenge guard for the new bow. Especially that aluminum bat in the act. Relax, laid back, sell a grenade a day. It pays black. The Mac 10 flex, white cats like Windex. Index, finger be sore, busting these blocks. Spread. But while he can't count, crazily grins. Revive plans, laying with my bitches and my mans. And Lex lands, we losing them. Jet to the stash, and now Jerusalem, abusing them. Rocking his jewels like we using them. No, Star, seven thick waves, rock pull on, roll with the older guard, build with the sun and the storm.
We realizing that ghosts got that shit. Better keep you vibing. The movies here to bring me shoutings, finest. But if you choose to walk, you better step up behind us.
Red and white, Wally, the match, bear my baseball hat. Doing forever shit like pissing out the window on turnpikes.
popping niggas for levis. I swiping on dirt bike. Pussy mellow like Von Harper, Radio Barber. Nerve sleepaway camp, the fly lady champ. The arsonist who burn with his pen regardless. Slaying all these earthlings and fake foreigners. In the Philippines, pick our rubies, bubbling strings. Buying chemical cream, we burn kerosene. The conviction of my tape is rape, wicked like Nixon. Long head descriptions with 3 sixes and kiss the pyramid, experiment with high explosive. I slap box with Jesus, lick shots at Joseph. Shooting like binoculars, the rap racksmith. Money's Rolex was rockless, shed rack top spotless. I'm Iron Man, no decast metal, I'm still alloy. True identity hitting inside, secret tabloids. Brief oxygen, both sides of my jaw carry options. Distract it like cabangas in 100-wide boxes. No jostling, these cats with little Jake be dallying. Sip Iris Moss out of weed dallions.
Rhymes like retail, make sure shit sell.
Kills my best bills without wills. Murder one done. Kill a beast stung. Guess who back home, son? My technique is slang. Can't run. Third platoon soon. Pushed out bottles, cages of boom. Poppy wardrobe, the man had a big dick style. Prepare goons, smoking balloons, Lord of dunes and fat pussy wounds. Let the guards build, pull the grill. Check out the man skills, top secret technique. Too hard for you to peep in and keep it. Take your style of rap and watch a knuckle slang. Sweep it out of order. Take your quarter. Can't record my slaughter. Spoiled the rotten donor. Too good to be forgotten. Hot top notch. Borderline rhymes is Hancock 96. My ill sound class is still hot. Get yourself shot.
All you MCs start.